This is the place to play with the most powerful principles of manifestation in the quantum field on a daily basis. This is Sanctuary of She, Soul, Human, Energy. And I'm your host, Katie Blair. We're a podcast, an app, and a community where women meet the version of themselves they came here to be and build the lives they came here to live. Welcome to this moment. Welcome to your sanctuary. Hello, and welcome back to the podcast. I have a metaphor for you today that I'm really excited to share that is going to bring light to this whole entire process of transformation through the means of quantum leaping, really what it looks like to get to that next level that you want to be at, but through something that you can actually visualize in a tangible way and get behind, and hopefully a new way that's going to give you energy and momentum to keep on keeping on, okay? So this kind of comes from just witnessing us as we do when we are focused on our vision or the goal that we have for ourselves in the future. And that future version of ourselves that we love to think about and tap into and visualize and really just kind of be with. And as fun as it is to do that, there's also sometimes this enormity that can come with that. This enormity of like, there feels like so much space between here and there that it can feel overwhelming. And that itself can feel or feed the fears or the doubts that potentially might be creating a whisper of, is it really meant for you? Because if it was, would it feel this far away? And we can kind of compare ourselves to people who already have the things, are doing the things, and we can create this false illusion that it was just easy for them, or that it just happened, or that they were just born with the thing that allowed it to just fall into place. And the metaphor that I want to break down for you today is going to rewrite this so that the next time you catch yourself in either this feeling of the gap or this feeling of the illusion that it just happens for others, you're going to remember this episode and this metaphor, and you're going to come back to it, and it's going to bring you back to the power of one day at a time. So the subject of our metaphor today is a book. Now, the book represents the quote-unquote finished product, right? Like the getting to that particular spot on the timeline, having, being, doing the big thing. And when we look around, it's like people have their cohesive book. They've got their book. It's been written. They're holding it. It's got a beautiful cover, hardbound, all the things. And we see them holding their book, and we feel like we're just writing the first page, okay? So here's what I want to extract, is that I know that you know, and that we know, that books don't just appear. Books aren't just there. They are written page by page at a time. However, when you're not in a flow state of just writing and full stream down of your thoughts on the page, and the pages are just naturally coming because you're just moving with alignment and enjoying the ride, it can feel like I'm sitting with one page when I want the book. How is this going to happen? So let's look at this. I want you to picture a piece of paper, okay? And the piece of paper is turned away from you. So it's the very, very, very thin side of the paper that's facing you. Now, how small is this page? Like, the thinness of one piece of paper is like a strand of hair. It is so tiny. It is so thin that when we're looking at that thin, do you guys ever do this? Like, that thin of a page, and then you're looking at a huge novel. It's like, how does that work? how are these, how is this this thin of a paper that is like seemingly nothing becoming this huge book that's like, it like takes up your whole hand to grab it? Because it's one page at a time. Hear me out. One page, when it's turned away from you, looks like such a micro space in time that it feels on its own powerless. It feels so far away from being a book, almost even impossible to the eye. There's no way that a bunch of these could make a book. But it can, as we know. So here's the other cool part, is that when you take this one piece of paper and you turn it the other way, so it's facing you as if you were reading it, this one piece of paper is actually a very large space. All of a sudden, it goes from this seemingly nothingness in thin air to something that covers your entire face, something that attracts your entire attention. This is the power behind the one page at a time. The one page at a time, when turned away from you, feels meaningless. The micro movement, the micro action, the micro shift, the micro change in perception and awareness. But when stacked together time after time after time, a book begins being built. The thickness of that paper begins growing. But it's not just one thin page after the other. The importance of each of those micro movements is revealed when the paper is turned towards you. And it's not just this fleeting, passing thing happening in a momentary blip of time that we can feel in our day-to-day. This tiny little one decision, this tiny little one micro movement, is it really going to matter? Well, when you extract just that one page and you turn it, you realize actually it's an entire page of the book. There's so much to be written on for this part of the story, for this part of this chapter of this book. And when you turn it, what's reflected on what that one page holds is the power that you've been fueling yourself with, that you've been giving yourself to keep walking. It's the change in perception, the compounded awareness that's getting you to where you want to go. That one page holds a very important piece of the big story. And when written out like that, it does matter if it's part of the same book. But when you turn it away from you, it looks like it has no importance at all. These are the pages of transformation of our lives. Every complete book or every book that we admire around us is not just because the book flopped out. It's because one page at a time, one micro movement at a time, one day at a time, the importance of what was on the page kept getting better and better. What each page could hold kept expanding and expanding. And before you know it, when you're in alignment writing these pages, the free flow begins and the pages start coming out faster. Think of it like a head of hair, right? We have one tiny little strand of hair. You're holding that and you're like, how could this ever cover an entire, like, you look at this woman on the red carpet who has like this beautiful hair all done up or flowing with curls. It's like, how could this one hair make up that? But it does. You begin to notice snow or rain falling out of the sky. It starts with one drop. You're like, it kind of like just melts straight into the sidewalk. Like, how could this ever make a flood? And before you know it, with a bunch of them added, you've got a mountain of snow or you've got a gushing river down the road. When we extract each individual piece, it feels meaningless. It feels like it doesn't make the impact that the book does. But the book only has the impact because of the meaning of each page, of each drop, of each snowflake, of each hair. Each one matters. And when we turn the page towards us, what is written on that page is what matters most. So the key here is to not only tap into the power of each of the micro pieces that make up the whole, but to realize that if you're in the process of creating the book is already alive. It's already there because it lives inside of you. When J.K. Rowling was writing the Harry Potter series, even though it wasn't all on paper yet, it lived inside of her. So when it came out, page by page, character after character, scenario after scenario, this entire world was created that lived in this hardbound book. And then there was a next book, and then there was a next book, and then there was a next book. But it wasn't not alive when she was writing the first chapter. It already existed because it was who she was. So the free flow came, the alignment was there, and it poured onto paper. What a lot of us are going through a lot of the time is the writer's block. We keep every day getting gifted with a new page that can be part of a book, but we don't know what to write down because we don't know what that alignment feels like. We don't know what it is that is going on that page. So we just keep trying to write a little bit, turning it away from us, seeing how small it is, and just throwing it away, saying, I'll start again tomorrow, I'll start again next week, I'll start again next month, I'll start again next year. Every day gets to be a page if it already lives inside of you. And the depth that it lives inside of you correlates directly to the depth that you believe in your ability to do it, that you trust in the path that leads to it, that you allow yourself to tap into what it's gonna feel like to hold the finished product. Because when you start doing that, it's already done. Now all you've gotta do is enjoy writing the book. And when you get there, enjoy the experience of holding it as you figure out what direction that world is gonna go next. And when you think of it like that, I bet most of us can realize that you're not actually at page one. You're actually quite a bit into the writing of this book. There's been a lot of pages that you have used through lenses of alignment, that you have found the energy and the wherewithal to trust and lean into your edges and try new things and take actions and learn from all of it. And you've celebrated some wins on this journey and you've celebrated some losses because through them you learned some lessons. And some of the lessons you're still learning how to learn through them. But when you look at it like that, you're not just sitting here with one page. Look to the left at all the pages that have been written of this book so far. And then look on the ground and look at how many pages have been at the end of those days torn up or scrumpled up and thrown into the waste bin. But you're not starting over. You've been writing this your entire life. Some days have gotten away from you, some cycles, some seasons, some moments of rewiring that just went into the waste bin, and that's fine. But you've done a lot. The only thing is that you just haven't been identifying with the power of the author that you're going to be of this book. And so it's been blocking you from finding that alignment to access that flow state, to really find the power in one page at a time, no matter how thin that page might be. When piled up, it is creating the book of your life. Celebrating how far you've come in this book so far, celebrating the exact page that you're at, and celebrating the vision that lives inside of you that's going to be coming out onto these pages. But it only happens one page at a time, one micro movement, one micro shift, one micro action at a time. When you walk as this author with meaning and vision and trust and belief and excitement for the love of writing, love of finding the power truly each page holds when it's sitting on the table, then they begin stacking up faster and faster and faster. This is the key. This is the key to energetics. This is the key to seeing things through. This is the key to not just trying to jump ahead or save your joys for accessing that future point on the timeline. No. The book is good because of every page of it. When you got Harry Potter as a kid, did you turn to the very last page and just read that? No, it was the adventure of it. That's what made it blow up into this global brand. Movies, TV shows, multiple books, like all of it. Any book world we've ever entered, the Twilight series, right now there's A Court of Thorns and Roses going on. Like all of these beloved series that we have, The Hunger Games, it was all there. So who are you in the writing of it? Who are you in the holding of it when it's just yours to keep before it's on the paper? And who are you in the writing of it? Because every page matters when the story is one of greatness, of boldness, of really finding out who you are and what you're made of and why you're here and what you're capable of. And what it feels like to live as the version of yourself who knows she's doing the things and not just thinking about them. She's actually sitting down and writing the pages every day instead of just wondering if they'll appear. One page at a time, this book is going to be extraordinary. One day at a time, one moment at a time, one slight shift at a time, it all matters. And when you do get writer's block too, that's okay. You can step away for a little bit if you need to from the writing. It's okay. You can turn off. But just don't let that make you think that you're starting over. When you come back to your desk to keep writing, you pick up where you left off. You don't start over from the beginning. You honor all the pages in the trash bin. You honor all the complete pages on the table. You honor the page that's blankly staring in front of you for today. And you honor the pile of paper next to that of all the pages that are yet to be written of this book. And you write like you mean it. You write like every page matters because it does. You write like this book is going to be the greatest thing ever because it is, because you know, because it's alive inside of you. So make it come to life. And when your book is complete and you're standing with it, with this beautiful cover and this hardbound thing, with all this limitless opportunities that await on the other side of the completion of that book, then your book gets to be the reason someone else decides to write theirs. Someone else decides to realize the intentionality is there, that they're already writing it, that they get to have a book too, but not just because the book is there, because it just happened, because it was luck, because they were born with it, because it just worked out, because the power of one page at a time, no matter how small it looks from the side, holds so much power when we're focused, when we're consistent. When we aren't taking no for an answer, when we aren't allowing for a plan B, and when we put on our glasses, light the candle, and finally find the love of writing again. If you enjoy this concept, I also recommend episode 108. It's called The Beads of Life. similar type of thing through a different context. But either way, these pages of transformation, there's something that we're tapping into every single day. What does your page look like today? And just remembering that it matters. I'll see you next week.